Just a couple injury updates, and then I'll just kind of talk to you about a few other things. I'd say Odey Obuchi is probably day-to-day with his it's turf toe. He didn't break a toe. I think somebody said he broke a toe. It wasn't broken, but he was day-to-day. Alfred Blue is in the same category with a similar type of injury. A.J. Boye, he should be fine for the Jacksonville game. J.D. Clowney should be fine for the Jacksonville game. Arian Foster, they evaluated him on the sideline, and he was able to go back in the game, and he finished the game. I think everybody else is pretty much in that day-to-day category. Jonathan Joseph, Ryan Mallett, Derek Newton, all those guys, I think they'll be ready for Jacksonville, but those are also day-to-day category guys too, just from a practice standpoint. Obviously it's not where we want to be as a team, but I can tell you this, we're going to stick together. This team is, we got a resilient bunch of guys in this locker room, and I'm not saying that to be a salesman. I really am not. I know where we're at. I think we've got to approach it. 11 games left. Each game is what I would call a one-game season. So we're on to the next game. We just sat in there and we met for 2.5-3 hours on that game last night. Did some good things, but not enough. Not enough. I'm going to let the players get away for the weekend, and then they'll come back here on Monday, and we'll work hard on Monday. We'll have a good practice Monday, and then we'll have a normal work week after that leading up to Jacksonville. I have a lot of confidence in these players. I have a lot of confidence in this coaching staff. I have confidence in my own ability to lead the team and to get our players in a better position to win these games. We got to take it one game at a time. There's not a cliche. It's the truth. There's no finger pointing going on in there. These guys are a good bunch of guys. They're together. We know that as a staff, we need to coach better. They know that there's certain things that they can do better. We've got to eliminate penalties. We got to be a more disciplined team. It was not good last night with all the penalties. We need to be better on special teams. I've been saying that for a few weeks now, obviously. Need better production on defense. Need to stop turning the ball over, especially early in the game. Need to be able to rebound from bad plays. You know, when something bad happens, we got to be able to come back from it. As far as the quarterback position goes, going to go with Brian Hoyer. Again, I think he went in there last night. I think he was 16 of 18 in the second half. Did a pretty decent job other than the last pass. Obviously, that was one we all wish that we could have back. He wishes he could have back. I'm not looking back on any decisions. That's just the decision that I'm making right now. Obviously, we all know, is it an ideal situation as it relates to this league? No, I understand that. But we're moving on to Jacksonville. Brian Hoyer will start the game against Jacksonville, and we'll go from there. Guys, I take responsibility for everything that goes on that field. I take a lot of responsibility, and I take it to heart. And I know the fans are upset, and not much I can do about that other than go to work with these players, with this staff, and try to get this thing corrected. This season's not over. It's not over by a long stretch. We've only played one division game. We've got a lot of games left, got 11 games left. And like I said, we're going to try to approach it one game at a time, play 11 one-game seasons. And so our first season right here in this 11-game season deal is Jacksonville. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
With Brian, what did you see from him now that you watched the tape? What are some of the things that you liked that Brian did? And is this something, you mentioned Jacksonville, but can he be your starter for the rest of the season, barring an injury?
It's kind of what I was saying there, Arian, is that I think it's 11 one-game seasons. And so he's the starter for Jacksonville. And I think over the last two games, he's gone in there with a really good attitude, with a calmness about him, with really good mechanics. Has he been perfect? No. But I think that I think yesterday he passed for 312, had a 112 rating. Like I said, he was 16 of 18 in the second half, had the interception that was not good on third and two, didn't give us a chance to have that last play. But I think overall he's played pretty well, so we're going to go with him against Jacksonville.
Bill, speaking of the quarterback situation, during training camp you talked about consistency a lot.
Yep.
From that position. How important is it for these 11 one games to get consistency out of that position?
Yeah, really important, Brian. I mean, it's something we've been striving for as a team. You know, that's something actually that we just spoke about in the team meeting. I showed him 31 plays from the game last night. Usually I show plays that are good, bad, and ugly, and this one was mostly negative plays, penalties, interceptions, not being able to stop the run, not being able to run the ball. And I think that's what the team needs, is we need to play with more consistency, and I think we need to coach with more consistency. I think at times we coach really well. I think at times we don't coach very well. So we have to be consistent across the board. And there's no more position that's important than quarterback when it comes to consistency. And I think that Brian's been consistent in the last, you know, however many quarters he's played. He's been a consistent player for us.
Do you think, Bill? He looked tense in the Kansas City game in the first half. Did something maybe click or calm him down where he has looked the way he's looked since then? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you got a point there, Dale. I do. I think that, I think after that first game, again, not trying to look back too much, but, I'm sure he put a lot of pressure on himself, and I think that you probably saw that. He'd probably be better to answer that. But I think putting him in the Atlanta game, granted we were getting killed, But last night was a little bit different story, and I thought he handled himself well other than that last play. I don't want to say that it was a perfect game. I understand that we had two more plays there, and we really didn't get the second play there that we really needed to try to tie the game. But, I thought that Brian played well.
In terms of Jadeveon Clowney, is it an ankle or a foot or a little bit of both?
Looks like an ankle, but I think I just saw him just now before I walked in here. And he seemed to be doing well. I think you guys probably saw he had a boot on, but that's just precautionary. He likes to go play pickup hoop and things like that. So we're going to try to avoid doing that this weekend. At least I can make you guys still laugh a little bit.
You know, we obviously tremendous emphasis is placed on not committing dumb penalties.
Yep.
I mean, it goes over and over again.
Yes, sir.
So how do you present it today any differently than you presented in the past?
You really, I'll tell you what, Dale. I presented it in the order of the game, and meaning that these penalties that occurred in the game, we had one – and these guys, it's not a lack of effort penalty. It's really not. And it's really not like a immature penalty. It's all from, trying to make a play. It's all from they're trying to do something good. They really are, but – And we have to coach it better. But there was one penalty that we had on a punt return where Mumpf had a really nice punt return out to the 45-yard line. But because of the penalty, we had a holding call. We ended up getting a ball on a 5-yard line. That's a 40-yard penalty, which this team cannot afford. We don't have a lot of room for error with this football team. So no football team does like that. So those types of penalties we really have to stay away from. There are others, obviously, but we had way too many. I think we had been doing a pretty decent job with the penalties, but last night was terrible.
With regard to Brian Hoyer and, the mistake last night, and it does seem to be something he's had a hard time shaking, both with his time in Cleveland and even here. While he plays well for long stretches, the big mistake keeps happening. Your thoughts on that and why that might change moving forward?
Well, I think that he did. That was a mistake that he made last night, and I think, though, when you look at his body of work over the last couple games, there haven't been that many. Although that one last night was not a good one, I think that he's played much more consistent than he had earlier in the year. So, I'm talking about Kansas City game. So, I think the more he plays here, and hopefully we'll see it in the Jacksonville game, we'll see more consistency from him.
Did you look at all at last night's game about how Ryan reacted to not getting back in the game, or have you had a chance to talk to him clearly about making the switch and how he's reacted to that?
Yeah, no, I don't. I had a team meeting. I don't really talk about the conversations that I have with the players. Ryan's a competitor, and he wants to play. But again, we've got to do what's best for the team, and that's what we think is best for the team right now.
You mentioned Keith Mumphrey. How encouraged are you by Jalen Strong and Mumphrey's contributions last night, considering you have Cecil and Nate out for the foreseeable future?
Right. Cecil may be ready for the Jacksonville game. That was one that I didn't read, you guys. I apologize. But, Nate, and Cecil are out. But no, those guys, Mumph has come in here and really done a good job for us. Special teams-wise, he's getting better as a punt returner. And, obviously, as a receiver, he's really done a good job for a rookie. And then Jalen really got his first opportunity last night and, came up with a couple big plays. And he blocked in the running game. He did some things. And I think the more he plays, the better he'll get. He's a big, strong guy. He runs well. He's really done a good job the last couple weeks of paying attention to detail a little bit better. And so I think, like I said, the more he plays, the better he'll get.
It seems like there's some issues in all phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Sitting here 1-4, how realistic is it that y'all can turn that around in the next 10 days for the Jacksonville game?
It's got to be realistic. It is realistic. There's no other choice. I told the team last night, what choices do you have? You have one choice, and that's to go back to work, figure out as coaches what we can do better, figure out as players what you can do better. I know it may sound like a cliche, but like, what is your other choice? You don't have another choice. Your choice is to show up here today, which they all did, pay attention to the meetings, ask questions, get them answered, and then show up on Monday. Take a little break here, Saturday, Sunday. Show up on Monday ready to go because, it's a long season, guys. I made a pact with the team today that we're going to stay away from reading all the things that you, with all due respect to what you guys write, and you guys do a great job, but we're going to stay away from reading those things, watching TV. Let's focus on our football team and what we need to do better to get this thing turned around.
Bill, the slow starts continued against Indianapolis. They've been there all season. What do you have to do offensively to not get in that hole? Because that seems to throw everything off with the offensive game plan.
Yeah, it really does, Brian. I agree with you. And, again, I'm trying to, look forward here to Jacksonville. And so thinking about that, last night we had a really nice drive going. I felt like there was some good plays there. The plays were getting in fast. There was good tempo. Thought George did a good job of getting the play calls in, and we had some really good plays. But then at the end there, couldn't finish the deal. Couldn't even get a field goal. Threw a tough pass there and threw an interception. So, that's not a good way to start. It's the way it started last week too, and it's the way it started in a number of games, and we have to stop that. When we can start fast and come down the field and get points on the board, that usually, including last year, bodes well for our team. So that's what we really have to concentrate on in practice. We do that. We work on the start of games in practice a lot. Things like that, but probably from a head coaching standpoint, got to think about something else to turn around.
Bill, does Nate fall into that same category with Cecil? He's been hoping to get this hamstring loose and be able to get back out there.
I would say Nate is in the day-to-day category just like Cecil, but I would say that Cecil probably has a better chance to play against Jacksonville. Have the right to change my mind on that, though.
You had another big game from DeAndre last night. Yeah. What do you think about kind of his consistency, even though you've had some quarterback struggles so far?
He's done a good job. I think he had 169 yards receiving last night. Not sure how many catches he had, but he had some big catches. He had a couple that, he would have had 200 yards receiving if he was able to, come down with his feet inbounds. There were tough catches and things like that. But he's been a very productive player for us. I thought Arian was very productive. I think Arian had 9 catches last night and ran for some yards. So it was good to have him back kind of, full go last night. So those two guys are big parts of our offense. So hopefully that continues.
And following up on that, are you sensing a real chemistry developing between Brian and DeAndre? I mean, or is that such a thing overrated? Does that not really
exist? No, I don't think so. I think you got a point there. I think that when you – catch a lot of passes during a game from one guy, it's just natural that you'd develop some chemistry there. And I think, Hop had caught some bunch of balls from Ryan too, but last night it seemed like those two guys were clicking, so hopefully they can continue that. Yeah, they are different. Very different.